This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3507 for Tuesday the 11th of January 2022. Today's show is entitled, USB Turntable Fix and Sound Journey. It is hosted by Archer72, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, USB Turntable Fix and Sound Journey with A-Record, A-Sound and FFmpeg.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Archer72, and in this episode, this is my journey into sound, specifically vinyl sound. It started about 2 years ago, and I was collecting a couple of albums before I even ran into getting a deal on a record player. Some of my collection include songs from Journey, from the albums Frontiers, Evolution, their Greatest Hits album, and Departure. And I have two albums from Chicago. They don't have a title on them, But one is a single record, and the other is a book of four. And then there is John Denver, Rocky Mountain Christmas, and then Inside Star Trek, which was from a live broadcast in 1967, I believe. Correction, the album was from 1976. From CBS Studios. It includes William Shatner meeting Captain Kirk, The Origin of Spock, Sarek's son Spock, and on side two, McCoy's Prescription for Life, the Star Trek Philosophy, Asimov's World of Science Fiction, A Letter from a Network Censor, and the Star Trek Dream. With the exception of the albums that I heard on from my upstairs neighbors around in the United States Independence Day, they would play patriotic music there. And so I would hear it from upstairs. Hadn't heard one in quite a while. So a couple weeks ago, I found a turntable at my wife's thrift store where she works. It's called the Savers. And I noticed the spindle ran while it was plugged in, but the platter was not turning or showing any signs of life. But the belt had just slipped off, and I figured I could do something with it. So I found something on YouTube, and it's just a matter of putting the belt back onto the platter and then kind of stretching it over the spindle through the metal part of the hole in the platter. After I put the rubber platter cover back on, I checked out a Journey record, and I didn't have it going through a sound system. I just wanted to see if it would even play through the needle preamp, and it did. So then I found a tutorial using also loop to send output through the HDMI from the Raspberry Pi to the TV. I'll post the command, but also we'll also post the man page for AlsoLoop, and it's using AlsoLoop-T and 500,000, which is it's in microseconds, so that's about a half a second delay between when it comes through the Raspberry Pi and when it outputs to the TV. And then another parameter that I wasn't sure about says default card equals B1. I found out that was found by using the aplay command dash lowercase l, and that verified that it was the correct card I was using. And so for the first time in 30 years, I heard a vinyl record. My next idea was to try recording either wave or FLAC. I wanted to try both. And the first thing I came across was a tutorial for using A-Record. And they used A-Record-D for device and pulse. And there's a -V flag they put in there, and it gets a stereo view meter on the command line. And then there's -C for channels, which you want two. -F is DAT, and that's for a special device. And -D for duration, which they had set at 900, and out.wave. There was one change I made in this command, and it was derived from using A-Record-L, and I picked, under trial and error, I picked hardware colon equals card equals codec, comma dev equals zero. And this did work only after I killed Oscilloop, because you can't have two sound devices at the same time. The next thing I tried was recording to FLAC, and I was able to do that, thankfully, to a Unix stack exchange, where they were asking how to record from mic audio straight to FLAC. I could have also, and that's using FFmpeg, and I could actually use that to have created the WAV file. The command they give is FFmpeg-F, also -AR for audio rate, 48,000, -AC1, -I for input, hardware colon zero, and the output is testfile.flac. I made a couple of changes here too, and I took out -AC1, which was downmixing the input to mono, and I found that from the ffmpeg.org site to describe how to do different audio channel manipulation. And I also had to change HW colon zero, which is hardware, to HW colon two, which was based on A-Record-L, and that gave me the sound card two, which so I knew what to put in for what type of hardware I'm using. My resulting command was ffmpeg-f for file, uses the also sound system, and -AR for audio rate of 48,000, -input of hardware colon 2, HW colon 2, and my output file was testfile_stereo.flac. And of course, I found out that I could also, if I do that same test file dot wave, then I get a full wave file. And I'll leave the link in the show notes about doing the audio channel manipulation. Thank you for listening. Until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.